Read, listen, and write the missing information.
Welcome to Dublin KYN Radio. Today's program is dedicated to entertainment and fun in the city. As we have brought to you the best options to try, you'd better stay with us and listen carefully. So, let's get it started. Would you like to join the walk at Phoenix Park? If you felt like so, meet the walking guide at the park at noon. Remember, there is a 10-minute break at 2 for visitors to check out the souvenir stands and get some presents. There is just one thing to keep in mind though. Make sure your footwear is light as it is usually very hot at the meeting time every day. Then there is the Music Day in Dublin. You might have heard that this month's show would be held in the Antique Art Center, which was right until last Thursday. This morning we were told that it would be held in a different venue, so don't forget that it will now take place in the Golden Hall in the Art Center. Do you love watching films from the past? What about watching one, or many in fact? At 3:30, the National Storehouse opens for all audiences, but at 5 p.m, only 20-year-olds and older are allowed in. Check what's on the bill in advance and don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to watch the greatest films in history. Are you keen on cycling or riding a scooter? If so, you should definitely try the exciting racing day there is at St. Stephen's Green. This park is known for its beautiful ornamental lake, its various areas full of bright color flowers, its sculptures and its huge playground for children. Get more information from the park office. Or perhaps you are an animal lover. If your answer was I am, why not a visit to Dublin Zoo? It is the biggest zoo in the country and, if you give it a try, we are sure your kids will love the dinosaur exhibitions it has. Remember, snake and spider exhibitions are on Mondays and Thursdays, and for a real adventure throughout time, visit the Malahide Castle. Get to see what people used to have in their homes and how they showed love for their people by drawing pictures. And as a perk for your visit, get yourself hungry, or hungrier, by watching the cooks preparing your food in one of the several beautiful kitchens that were built in the castle 3 centuries ago. But if you don't feel like it, there are also some nice restaurants available. It'll open 24 hours a day. As you can see, there is no reason to stay at home or in your hotel room at the weekend. Give yourself and your loved ones the chance to enjoy all the things.